You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have to throw a couple things at you and then see, let's see what your parenting style is.
Okay.
First of all, there's a story about the mom who's just getting hammered because she was at Target with her four-year-old and let the four-year-old ride around in the cart eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
this.
People took to parenting blogs and everything all over the country.
Calling her horrible things.
One person commented on her and said, quote, "You're the worst kind of person." Now, bear in mind, what she did is she took her four-year-old into Target, put her in the little seat in the cart, and the little four-year-old was eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they walked around the store. That, in some people's minds, qualifies as, quote, "the worst kind of person."
Brutal.
I suppose.
Is it because the kid is eating a sandwich in a dirty cart, or is it the peanut issue?
Both.
So it's both.
Some people were lashing out saying, other children with peanut allergies ride in that cart. You know, you are a horrible person. Other people were like, that cart is filthy. Your four-year-old is touching everything and then eating a sandwich. You're a horrible mother.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like the...
the angst and the anxiety and the anger in the world right now. My goodness.
The
kid was just hungry.
When everything causes outrage, really nothing causes
outrage.
And
sometimes you just got to put some food in them just to keep them quiet while you're shopping.
Eat the damn sandwich. So there's that.
Goodness.
The other one is I'm still in the process of getting stuff out of my house down by Cherry Creek Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go on the market here soon. But I was talking to one of my neighbors who's right around retirement age and has a daughter. And his daughter has a two-year-old. Two-year-old, I want you to imagine the scene and tell me how you react. He's telling me the story yesterday as I stopped by to get stuff out. And when you know we did the what's new? He said, I just got the phone with my daughter. She's all upset because some stranger yelled at her at a gas station. What did she do? Did she cut him off or something? He said, no, she has a two-year-old. And two-year-old's in the car seat, in the back seat of the car. Mom pulls up to put gas in the car and does the thing. And the pump says, not working. Please pay cashier inside. So she can't do her credit card outside. She's got to run in. She's like, well, I don't want to leave my kid too long. So she grabbed a 20 out of her purse. Ran into the store. Nobody was waiting in line. Mm-hmm. Slapped a 20 on the counter. Said this is for pump number 4 or whatever. Came back out. Apparently, she was gone from the car for approximately 60 seconds. And in those 60 seconds, another car pulled up, you know, on the other side of the island.
Yeah,
you know, the
saw
pump
the kids
island,
in there.
And saw the two-year-old in the car. And when she came out, laid into her about what a horrible parent she was for leaving her child alone in the car while she went into the store.
My goodness.
She was like, it was like 60 to 90 seconds. And this parent is like, no, you're going to hell because you left a child in the car for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
So let me ask you,
Mr. Civilian police there.
Yes. I'm outraged. I'm outraged that you left
a
child in their car seat for 60 seconds.
So I know what your question is, and I take them in. I take them in 100% of the time. I never leave the kiddos in the car. Just the other day, I actually pulled up to the dry cleaner, and I mean, it's like the parking spot is right next to the door. And I had Lila with me, and I unbuckled her, went in for probably 45 seconds to give them my name. They handed me my suit coat that I was having dry cleaned, and I walked back out through the car. It would have been a less than 60-second transaction probably because there's nobody in there.
Can't you look out the window
and
I brought
her
in.
In
the car?
No, I brought her in.
No, but
you
couldn't see her?
No, I could see her. Yeah, but I know the moment I do that, that person, that same lady that was at the gas station would pull up and throw her hands in the air and call the police because there was a child in the car.
So your behavior is not based on anything happening to the child. Your behavior is based on the stick their nose in your business
person.
Yes,
absolutely 100%. Because Lila would have been completely safe, fine, in a truck that's locked up for 60 seconds. And I can see it. Completely fine, but I know for a fact that the public would freak out in this day and age, and they'd be filming it, and all of a sudden I'd be all over YouTube, you know, child left in car. I never do that. I was at a Starbucks on Sunday in the car with the kids waiting for Nicole, and a lady pulled up next to me and got out and went in, and she left probably a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old in the back seat of that car, and I was just looking down at amazement. I'm like, how in the world? Why would you do that in this day and age?
Because they're locked in there. They're
fun. And they were in there for like 10 minutes because I was waiting.
Well,
a while
now
for
that's
Nicole.
A little long.
10 minutes. But then again, I mean, she could see, the mom could see the car from the front window of Starbucks.
Okay.
So if anything were to happen, she could run out. But there I was sitting there judging her. I'm like, why would you do that? Don't
I'm
do that.
I'm a different personality because nobody wants to get in my kitchen about stuff like that because I get right back in their face.
Yeah, but then
and
you become an Insta YouTube video.
Good. Let me be.
And now you're not only leaving kids in the car, you're a violent parent.
Let me be. Why am I violent?
Well, because you'll be getting in that person's kitchen.
I'm not saying I would escalate it. I'm saying I would give back what I get because I am tired of this holier than thou society that is going to tell me how to parent.
Well, that's fine, but you could.
So I would just get right back in their face.
That's fine, but then the way it gets spun online
who
or
cares?
The people around you, you are the
care.
Bad guy no matter what.
I don't care.
I get it. I get where you're coming from, but it will be spun that you're a horrible parent.
Well, then let them say I'm a horrible parent. I'm a great parent. I don't give a damn what a stranger says I am. What do I care what a stranger thinks of my parenting?
I agree with you.
Well,
but
then
again,
then let's reverse the trend.
The police will show up. There'll be a report.
No.
There'll be visits now from the state because of your 60 seconds.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think that's
is this
the world
really
we're
better
living?
For our country?
No, of course not.
It's terrible.
But everyone is just always so looking for
on
something now.
Edge.
Everybody's looking for something to point a finger at somebody and say, you're doing something wrong.
Mind your own business.
Yeah. Where 99% of the time, the kids would be safe and perfectly
of
fine.
Of course they would.
My God, growing up, my mom used to leave us in the car while she went into King Soopers and did grocery shopping for half an hour.
That's
you know?
Right.
And we were fine.
Of course.
But not anymore with cell phones and... You know, come outside and people will be filming right inside your window.
And I already know the phone calls we're about to get, an email saying, Dom, you are horrible and I can't believe you're talking about this on the radio. And do you know how many children are abducted? And yes, that's a horrible thing. But somebody could break into your flipping house in the middle of the night if they really wanted to take your child. I mean, how are you going to prevent that?
I guess it's more likely if you're out in public.
Is
though.
It? Is it when you're 30 feet away watching
maybe.
Them?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. You know what? I am just on the better safe than sorry path right now. I'll bring him in just in case there was an abduction
45
issue.
45 seconds.
I'll take him in. Better safe than sorry. I don't want anyone yelling at me. I don't need that
headache. It's not easy to get a kid in and out of a child
seat. It's not,
seat.
But you know what? It's just worth that 3 minutes to pull him out and, you know.
So it took you longer to get her out of her car seat and back in.
Than I was at the dry cleaner.
By far, yeah. You're 50 feet away looking through a window at her.
Yeah.
In a locked truck.
In a locked truck, yeah. Crazy, huh? Oh, well. Better safe than sorry.
I see lines are ringing. I don't. Maybe I shouldn't have brought this up. Should I not have brought this up?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little heavy. I don't know if
know,
we can have fun with abductions.
I don't want to be heavy. And I don't want to talk about abductions.
No, at all.
I don't want to talk about that at all. I don't want anybody to call in and bring it. I just want to talk about people sticking their nose
little
in your
nosy
business.
Nancy's. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Nosy people.
Maybe it didn't even have anything to do with your children. Maybe there was someone who stuck their nose in your business for something completely different.
I can remember. This is, I think, why I'm tainted and a little jaded and scarred by this. When we first had Reed, we were walking around one of my favorite department stores. I won't mention the name. But I was carrying Reed, and the stroller was there, and we had clothes piled on top of the stroller because I was carrying Reed, and we were using the stroller as a cart.
Yeah.
And Nicole's walking around in the cart, and the lady didn't see me holding Reed, and she went over to Nicole and said, are those clothes piled on top of your baby? Is there a baby under there? And Nicole's like, no, but the baby's right there. And she pointed at me, and I'm like, hey. And she's like, oh, well, for a minute, I was going to call the Child Protective Services.
Really?
Thinking that you had clothes stacked on a baby. We're like, and she didn't see me. I was like giving her the double middle finger. I'm like, screw you, lady. Mind your own business. Do you think we're really going to be walking around the store with clothes
I
piled on a baby?
I wish you had a different story. Like, no, our child is actually actually sitting outside on the curb.
Right, no, he's in the car waiting for us, yeah. So I think that kind of instantly, like, there's those people out there, and I got to be careful. Parents have to be careful.
That's their role in this world, is to be the, like, on the nanny police thing.
The finger waggler,
right,
yeah.
Looking at everyone to see who they can come down on.
Who can I get in trouble? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, screw you, lady.
I would give any amount of money to say, I'll tell you what, when our kids are both 25, let's compare yours and mine and see who wins.
Right.
I'll do that any
day of the week.
I'll take my son today versus anyone's kid. I'll compare you right now.
Exactly.
Let's see if your way of doing it was really better than mine.
Yep.
And then
shut who's more well-adjusted.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to call somebody on you.
Yeah. We're not allowed to punch those people in the nose, are we?
Close on her. On her face.
I see lines are ringing.
All right.
We refuse to get too heavy with this.
Got to have a little bit of fun.
In fact, I already see that Shannon has labeled one or two calls as don't take. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
Good.
What do you want to say?
Good. Oh, my gosh. My husband and I, we're expecting to hear some horrible, horrible thing this woman did to her child in Target. And when we heard the peanut butter and jelly, we were waiting, still waiting for what the problem was.
Yeah, you're like, what?
We have four kids, and, you know, our youngest is now 15. But so I like if let's say the woman didn't give her the peanut butter sandwich, in about 2 seconds, the kid would have been screaming through Target because she was starving. And then you'd have her on the internet because she had some screaming kids.
Right, yeah, horrible mom in Target right now.
Because she starves her children.
Right, it's like, it's a lose-lose.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this world has come to.
Well, you know, it's just what we've got to run. Thank you for your call,
thanks, Michelle.
We appreciate
that. Just because everyone's nosy.
There's a certain group of people who get up in the morning, and their mission is to go out and show how much more they know about parenting than everyone else. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why don't you just let people parent their kids?
Just finish your shopping and be quiet.
And for those of you who are going to misconstrue this, is like we are supporting dangerous people. No, you are also overreacting. No, we're not. But there's a difference between pushing your kid around in a grocery store eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
And
whatever.
Come on.
And like, get the peanut stuff aside. Like, people were up in arms because it was dirty or something. It's like, your kids will eat dirt. I'm like, don't worry about what's on the cart and they're eating. I mean, have you never had a sample at like Costco or Sam's and then put your hands back on the cart? Come on.
Here's Crystal. Good morning, Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My story is just about just people in general being nosy. I was a new mom. My baby was about maybe six weeks old. And just walking around the grocery store, and this lady says, oh, these children having children. And I kind of looked around. I was like, I wonder who she's talking about. Don't see anybody else with the small baby or anything. I said, are you talking about me? And she said, yes. I don't understand why you children have to have children. And I said, lady, I'm 30 years old. You need to mind your own business.
Yes. Way to call her out. I'm 30 years old.
Like,
shut your pie hole.
What is wrong with you? Leave me alone. And she was shocked.
She just had to mouth off to the world that she knows better.
These kids today,
Crystal.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Bye, Crystal.
Bye-bye.
What's that line? Pardon me. I think you've mistaken me for someone who gives a
blank. Yeah.
Deidre, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you got?
I had like a similar situation that Jeremy was talking about in the store. I was grocery shopping and my son was about like 3 months old at the time. And one of the displays had fell over and made like a slapping noise when it hit the ground. And I had this guy turn around and literally like jump down my throat because he thought I smacked my baby. And he's like, I'm going to go get somebody. And he took off. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, you didn't even give me a chance to say, you know, that's not at all what happened. My son is 3 months old. Baby cry.
Oh, dude.
Deidre.
Mind your own business.
MYOB.
Thank
we
got
to run. Thank you for your call. Time for one more quickly. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, boys.
What do you have for us?
Well, my story is pretty down the line of everybody else's. We live in an area where there's a park about 50 yards from our house. We can totally see the playset. And our child was over at the park. She's 6 years old. And there were two other ladies with their strollers. They had older kids and younger kids also playing with our child. And our child would run back and forth to the house, get her bike, get sand toys, and go back to the park. So about a half hour into this, there's a police officer walking up the path, and the two biddies at the table are sitting there pointing at our child, and then the police officers are talking to our child, and then she comes to us saying, oh, these guys need to talk to you because they don't think I know where I live.
Your phone is breaking up on us.
So basically, the lady, the biddies, as she called them,
the old biddies at the table,
called the cops because their kid was playing at the park. My goodness.
No. And this is better for us as a society, right? This is better.
This is
an improvement, is what you're telling me. Stacey, thank you for the call.
Yep, this
you
is
parents
where
out
we're
there,
at,
thank
it
you
sucks,
for
huh?
thank you for the good job you are doing with your kids. And when someone sticks their nose
it's
in your business,
gig.
Punch it. That's what I say.
That's right.
The Dom advocates violence.
He wants us to punch other parents.